Just 3 weeks ago, the largest blackout in U.S. history wreaked havoc on New York City's food industry, with one exception. Brisk business by the city's picklers was only the latest sign that New York's pickle heritage is alive and well, Derek John reports.
Alan Kaufman is not exactly the boastful type, but in the aftermath of the recent blackout, the good-natured pickle man on New York's Lower East Side couldn't help gloating a little. As temperatures climbed, Mr. Kaufman's naturally preserved pickles remain cool as a cucumber.
You know, once it's pickled, and it's the only thing it's going to do is it's going to age more, but it's still good. So we really didn't lose anything, so that's a plus.
This isn't the first time pickles have proven their value as more than just a crunchy snack. And nowadays, they appear to be taking on new flavors and a new cachet. The New York Food Museum's International Pickle Day Festival this weekend will celebrate what some are calling an urban pickle renaissance.
I've noticed in area restaurants with this kind of hip factor to them, there's pickled foods on the menu as appetizers.
New York food historian Lucy Norris, author of the new book Pickled, has documented the phenomenon.
You wouldn't think of dill pickles as having wasabi in them, but people are experimenting with flavors that are kind of trendy right now.
A good example of this is a hot spear that I've started making called the hottie, which kind of has a very sort of discreet dill opening sensation as it crosses your lips, and then the heat that comes from African bird's eye chilies begins to spread out in your mouth as you chew the pickle.
That's Rick Field, also of the Lower East Side. He was one of the first to use the Japanese wasabi spice. His tinkering approach results in painstakingly crafted jars of what he calls Rick's Picks that aspire to the sophistication of a fine wine.
I see a lot of mass market pickles where it's basically a bunch of cucumbers and a jar of green juice. As I say, there's no love in the jar.
Field can pickle just about anything.
There's a very popular bean that I make, the Windy City Wasabine, which is one a couple of pickle festivals. On that jar it says, "What a gas, gas, gas," which is a Rolling Stones reference.
On Sunday, Alan Kaufman will be handing out his own time-honored brand of pickles at the Pickle Festival.
I think, in general, people always go back to the basics no matter what. I mean, you have Starbucks who has Frappuccinos and all these other things, but every once in a while you want a cup of coffee. You know what I mean?
That's pickle speak for a good old-fashioned dill. In New York City, I'm Derek John.